This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Setting the tone for a difference in your life, hopefully that'll be the deal. We're aiming at a better world, even though Joe Jonas has divorced Sophie Turner. Maybe the end of the world. What? You like them together,
you said,
Jay.
Yeah, I did like them together. Of course, you never know what's actually happening behind closed doors. But
exactly.
I'm a big fan of Sophie Turner. I really like her. She's one of those non-celebrities. Like, she's such a normal person that she has said herself in interviews, she's always awkward when she is in an environment where she's around other celebrities because she is
her
in
role
awe of them and she doesn't see herself that way.
In Game of Thrones, what was her... She wasn't the blonde... She wasn't the lead blonde. Was she in Game of Thrones? No, that's somebody else.
She had red hair in it. She was one of the main characters. I can tell you that. She was one of the main characters.
How was she? Okay.
Sansa Stark? Sansa? Was that her name?
What was the attraction to Game of Thrones? Anyway, I watched a couple of episodes, and other than the blonde who was getting it on with the other guy, and then she killed him, I didn't get what the whole... It was just violence and...
My husband and I checked it out. Nobody could tell us what it was about. They just said, you have to watch it. And then we started watching it, and we committed. We watched the entire thing, and I cannot tell you anything about it. It was like I didn't care for it, but we felt obligated to finish it. And again, I cannot tell you anybody in it, anything about it.
I think her name is Clark. There's the lady that I'm thinking about, and she's gone on to be an English actress who's been in some other things.
Amelia
Clark. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
She's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, right. Yep. She was an attraction. There's no question about that. All right, so let's talk about a better world and the opportunities that you get when you have a good attitude, because that's what it's all about. People don't want to be around grumps, right? So... if you're a grump, then you probably either ought to fix you, or maybe you don't care. Maybe that's it, or you think the world revolves around you. It doesn't really. People just don't want to be around folks who are not at least pleasant, right? You don't want to experience being around grumps, so why do you think people want to experience being around you if you're a grump?
Unless it's the misery loves company thing.
I've never understood that equation. Have you? I don't understand why people... I mean, I get that folks get upset about... We were talking about
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you want to be grumpy, but not without actually being a full-blown part of your personality. You're just a grump.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so let's see what's going on. Little politics, not little, goes a long way, frankly. Joe Biden seems to be there. The Democratic National Committee, I probably should save this when Jennifer's here, but it's so beginning to bother me what's going on here. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was on the tractor mowing hay, how the way we're conned into things, and the Republicans are going to be as bad as the Democrats when it comes to trying to push their what they want on us. And thus the need for a third party, frankly. Joe Manchin, some of these other people that have talked about running as a third party candidate, and all the Democrats and Republicans are doing is feeding into it. We need another 4 years of Joe Biden like we need a pimple on our butt. It just is awful to think. I was getting upset on the tractor thinking about another 4 years of this guy who hasn't got enough energy to do anything. He hasn't done anything that's good, that in my estimation anyway. He's been a disaster. All it is tax the rich and spend the money on people who don't want to work anymore, so we'll let them work not work and get money. And, you know, the basic trajectory of the American economy has been something that was good. You know, the Democrats have done a pretty good job until... but I just don't think he's not there to do anything other than be a placeholder because he doesn't have any other real value. Maybe he's a human being. He's a good grandfather and yada, yada. Maybe he's a crook. Who knows? But he's no leader. He doesn't inspire anything except take a nap. That's it.
Well, I'm very frustrated
with the direction of the country, and so are most of the people that I know. Isn't that your circle, Jay?
Yeah, if I feel like if most people ask any of the friends, whether they themselves are a Democrat or not, if you ask anybody in your circle who is in the Democratic Party, how they feel about Joe Biden, would they vote for him? Most would say off the bat, no, not again.
No.
If he becomes the one, he wins by default. He's the president. He's the current president. So he's going to be the Democratic nominee. And hopefully not. But if he is, then they're going to vote for him because not everybody, I shouldn't put everybody in a box, but most want their own party to win, even if they don't like and don't support who the nominee is. They prefer their party. And that's not just with Democrats. That's with anybody.
So there's a new book out called The Last Politician. It's about Joe Biden, and the story is partly told by a fellow who helped design in the Democratic Party, design Biden as a candidate and the campaign and stuff. It's like we're being hook, line, and sinkered, screwed over, hoodwinked, whatever it is. You know, he was Joe Biden. As much as people don't like Hillary Clinton, I think she would have been a very interesting president. I'm not telling you whether she would be good or not, but I think she's... I happen to have had some time with her, and I found her to be a very interesting human being. I find Joe Biden to be very uninteresting, uncharismatic. Say what you will about Trump. He's very... You've got a thought about Trump, right? Yeah. Like him or you don't like him, but it's a strong feeling about him. Nobody, you don't have any feelings about Biden. It's like Casper Milquetoast. And it's not because of his age as much as, I don't know what it is. But he really, I'm pretty good when it comes to energy, and he does nothing for me. And so to think about another 4 years of him and where the country will be, I don't want to say it's fear-based thinking, but I like to think of myself, maybe I'm not a progressive like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC, that bunch. I'm not at all like that. I'm politically pretty much in the middle. Libertarian is what I would call myself that. I don't like big government. I don't want to be told I have to wear a mask. I don't want to get shot, so I don't have to get a shot. I just want to be able to think for myself. Hello. Why is that so difficult? And with guys like Biden, he doesn't even think for himself. So how are we going to, you can say what you will about the Biden role with Obama. And Obama, it was a pretty interesting time. He had a lot of energy, a lot of charisma. People were excited to be around him. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a damn about being around Biden. Clinton or, say what you, I don't know whether there was much energy around George Bush, the son, the old man. I always liked the old man.
A lot of people did, yes.
Yeah, but he ran the CIA. So what does that tell you about what he may have been bottom line all about? Actually, when it came to George Bush the father, Barbara was the most important part of anything that family connected to. She was the boss. She was the boss of him. She was the boss of her children. She was the boss of her grandchildren. She was one tough cookie. And nobody messed with her, including her husband, including her children, including her grandchildren. Remember when George Bush was in his first year and the two daughters were acting out? They were smoking and drinking and got into all kinds of trouble. And neither George or, what was the wife's name? Laura? Laura Bush, right? Yeah. They didn't seem to be able to get through to the kids.
The twins, yeah.
Yeah, Grandma called them up to Kennebunk and laid them out. And after that, that was it. That was the end of their shenanigans. She told them in no uncertain way, you smarten up. And she fixed it. And the parents couldn't. I thought that was kind of interesting. Parents couldn't control the kids, but the grandmother did.
She was
a
real matriarch, yeah.
She was a tough cookie. Okay, federal court struck down Alabama's congressional map, saying the revision diluted black voters' powers. Hello, who didn't think, and when you get to gerrymandering and redoing districts, we had it done here by a local politician who denied to my face that he had nothing to do with it, or he said he didn't have anything to do with it, when I know he did. He created the district so he would protect his own seat. And that's what was going on down in Alabama to keep the blacks from having representation and having, you know, that's what they do down. And this is, how do I say this and not sound, not get myself into trouble? Listen, I've stuck my foot in my mouth already a couple of times today. Why not do it again? The fact that people in the South don't want black folks, I'm not telling you that I think that the ID thing is right. I don't think that's right at all. But when you use your power to redistrict areas to make sure the blacks don't get voted in, now that's a no-no. There's nothing good about that. So there's two different issues here. It's either, you know, it's voting in, giving blacks a chance to vote. And the way the Democrats think about it, it's you got to make it easy for them. And I say everybody needs to have the same rules. Why should the color of your skin predicate the rules for voting? Well, they don't have the same opportunity to get an ID. You know what a bunch load of crap that is? That is just horse manure. It is they have the same opportunity to get an ID. It's easy, easy, easy. Ask any illegal immigrant who's got an ID. So if they can get it, why can't just anybody get it, no matter what the color of their skin? This is another specious argument put forth by certain Democrats that are just aiming at getting more voters. That's it. I find this, I don't suffer lightly with this kind of stuff. It just really bothers the heck out of me. All right, let's see here. Capital physician checked out Mitch McConnell. Nothing wrong with him. Huh? What do you mean there's nothing wrong with him? Hello? He's frozen publicly twice in recent weeks. What do you mean there's nothing wrong with him? Of course there's something wrong with him.
Falls, that one significant fault. There has to be something going on.
Yeah, of course there is.
In his brain, yes.
Yeah. Good God. All right, let's take a rest here. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Well, the Toyota Sequoia is souped up and ready to take you off-road. Toyota has added the nightshade package to the 2024 Sequoia Limited Grade, along with the TRD Off-Road Package on Platinum Grades 4x4 models. I just love the nightshade package. It looks so good. The black accents on the 20-inch wheels, over the fenders, grille, mirror caps, and badges. Toyota just needs to add the nightshade package on pretty much every vehicle it has. It is so sleek and cool looking. And if you decide to go with the TRD Off-Road Package, you'll be able to get the new color Terra, which is only available on the TRD Pro grades. This workhorse has three rows of seating, so you'll have enough room for the kids' soccer team or a big trip to Home Depot. Since it can tow over 9,500 pounds, you'll be able to tow all your toys on your next trip. And don't worry, they made towing easier by including trailer backup guide and straight path assist. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck. Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Love these Kurt Bacharach songs that Dionne Warwick sang. Forever and ever, my heart again. Happy music from a happy time. Maybe heartache for me. Bung, 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 bung. So, you're all wondering why am I singing along? Because I like to. That's why I'm singing along. Dionne Warwick is here because she's got some advice for a young man named Elon Musk. Aha! There we go. This was some kind of a deal at a winery in Burbank, and somehow or other she got onto Musk's plan to remove the blocking features on X. I think that is an aside here, that if you have no other description for Mr. Musk, it's that he's a free thinker and a free speech advocate. Would you say that's accurate? Do you think that's okay, Jay?
To a degree, yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, Dionne Warwick, the last person that you'd think of to have a comment about this, but she's, by the way, she's had a wonderful career. She's 82 years old now, and there's a new song, I think, that she has. There's a song called New Beginning. Anyway, she posted something, and then Musk responded to the post, and the focus was on whether you should block or mute somebody. That's really the question. And he wrote on Twitter, or X, block is going to be deleted as a feature. Except for DMs. What's a DM? A direct message? What is DM?
Yeah, the direct messages.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but this is, yeah, so they're going to take away, you can't block other accounts. So if somebody's harassing you, say, you can't block them. They're going to take that away.
Huh.
That's
what do you
just
think
a
of that?
Safety situation, too, because of, you know, some people who might be bullying or if they're.
What happened? Do we lose? Are you there? I hear nothing. Okay. Guess I should keep going then, right? Under the circumstances. The world of technology, ain't it great? Anyway, so Dionne Warwick wanted to meet him. She says she knows a lot of people who have walked away from Twitter because of things like what Jay was just explaining. And she said, quote, his attitude is freedom of speech, which is mine as well. However, there's a way to do it. And that's one of the conversations I want to have with him. What's your true intent here, sir? I understand your freedom of speech attitude, but how are you going to contain it so it doesn't get out of hand? So my response to that, isn't that the whole idea of freedom of speech? Sometimes it does get out of hand. And if you're going to let people say, or have people, allow people, encourage people to say what they really think, then you're going to not like some of the things that come out of some people's mouths, or what some people write. So anyway, she was, I guess, concerned about her granddaughter, who is the age when people are getting themselves into trouble or out of trouble with social media. So what's freedom of speech? That's Dionne Warwick's question for the young man, Elon Musk. What is freedom of speech? There's an interesting story floating around in social media about Kim Kardashian, who apparently got some attention when on Instagram she claimed that a $2,500 magnetic resonance imaging scan had the ability to detect cancer and aneurysms, among other diseases. Apparently, this is a potential problem. Celebrity influencers talking about this sort of thing. Apparently, what she said is not true. Is she getting paid to say this, and what she's saying isn't really true? I think that is a question about what, you know, there's an ethical thing to a lot of the stuff in social media.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A hearing is set for Wednesday in the Georgia 2020 presidential election interference case. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee has scheduled the hearing to decide on severing some defendants from the main case, saying in a court order that he intends to ask the state for a good faith estimate on the time frame needed to present its case at the joint trial of all 19 defendants. Oil prices are on the rise after Saudi Arabia extended its oil production cuts through the end of the year. According to state-owned media sources, the voluntary 1 million barrel per day reduction will be reviewed on a monthly basis until then. The Saudis first applied the cuts in July after oil prices fell below $75 a barrel. Brent crude prices jumped above $90 a barrel on Tuesday after the announcement by the Saudis. Tim Berg, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Make another start here in this hour of Good Day, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, some items going on in the focus as usual today. Jay Kirshner is my better half. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Washington, wears a size 12, so we're all set, ready to go on I'm going to ask Dr. Ken, actually, this week. There's a little subtext to this because we were talking about shoe size with that kid who wore a size 23 shoe, and Shaq has a 22. A lot of basketball players who are tall, it makes sense, if you will, in the hierarchy of things, for people who are tall to have big feet. Otherwise, how would you be able to stand up, right?
You support
have
yourself.
A good time. You said had a size 10 or 11 to be tired, and you're wearing, you're 6'9" or something. That's a problem. So I'm going to talk to Dr. Ken about that on Good Day Health this weekend. Among other things, Ken has some warnings for boys who start smoking early. I would think the same warning would apply to women, but we'll find out why it's different from boys to girls. If you listen to Good Day Health, you'll find that out this weekend on many of these same stations to carry the Good Day program. Ken is a cardiologist, so we always have some conversation about cardiac health. and trauma to the heart. It's better, and heartburn is a big subject of focus, and statins. Ken and I have conversations about that. Often it goes back to my own experience with statins, which was very short-lived. I had like 4 days, and I was done with them because they created cramps. Anyway, so a lot of things. The typical Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell has an hour that you can hear most of these same stations over the weekend as well. And then there are the podcasts that come as a result of Jay doing and Bob doing some work to bring the highlights together at GoodDayHealthShow.com. As a matter of fact, the current Good Day Health Show thing is up there for last week. Dr. Ken had 5 warning signs of alcohol addiction. So that was very important information. But that's all. What he does is take the medical news of the day and interpret it. He's a medical researcher as well as being a cardiologist. And so he takes the information and sort of synthesizes it so it makes sense. You know how doctors are. You can't understand what they tell you, and you can't read their writing.
Yes,
so,
yes. But the or they have those pamphlets, and they're like, here, look over this pamphlet. It'll be fine that you understand everything. And it's like, can you just go over this with me? I didn't go to med school.
No. Thank you. All right. So let's see here. We have a couple of crashes to talk about. The 23 people are injured. The driver of this car drives into a Denny's restaurant in Texas. Did you hear about this? 24 people were injured. What is there with this? We have the last 12 months have been a bunch of these cars that, whether on purpose or not, driving into restaurants.
A lot of accidents that have been happening. And it's typically people above the age of 80. It's one of those things, like they meant to hit the brakes, they hit the gas, and they lost control of the car, goes into a storefront, into a restaurant. This driver was in his 30s, I believe.
Right. Yep.
So this was a young one, and it's still under investigation, but there hasn't really been much word over what caused the crash. Was it on purpose? Was it an accident? Was this driver sober? Was the driver under the influence?
And so the main focus here is not on him, but the 20 people who got hurt. And so I think there are...
Unfortunately, nobody
always
killed.
Yeah, right, exactly. But a lot of people got stitches because the glass was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, you just have to wonder what.
Yeah, there's a question. The driver was not taken into custody, though.
Well, he wasn't impaired.
If he does end up facing any criminal charges, they will be filed with the county. But there's also a question of, there were wet roads. Was this driver speeding and lost control of the car on the wet roads, hydroplaned or something?
Yeah. All right, next crash has to do with 5 teenagers who were killed after the vehicle they were in flipped over on a ramp and landed on the Interstate 85, near downtown Atlanta. Wow. Maybe with the parents of this bunch, right? This is, the 17-year-old, they're all 17, 18, 19-year-old kids. Wow. All dead.
Absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, you know, the kids don't know how to drive now. They were driving too fast, it would appear. So they went over the wall, the exit ramp, right? And it was one of those raised. You know, we talk about Los Angeles highways and stuff. Los Angeles is in comparison to Dallas. I'll give James the floor here for a second. I've rarely been in L.A. You kind of expect it. But if you're driving around where the interstates come together in downtown Dallas, and you look at the overhead system, it's like spaghetti.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's
absolutely nuts.
Driving through Dallas is really an experience. If you've never done it, it is it's death-defying.
There's one on 635, and it merges with 75, and I know exactly what you're referring to. It's a five
lane. Roads come together.
Exactly, and it's all stacked on top of each other.
Oh, my God.
It's honestly really impressive looking from afar, but when you're in it, you're like, oh, God, what is happening?
Well, the engineering is quite a feat.
Yeah.
But the last time I was there was during an ice storm. I remember, trailer trucks trying to make it over the bridge, and they just fell. I remember one guy just went over the side. The truck just slid off and landed on the top of another car on another level. It was like this, as you said, five stacked high. Anyway, so that's where this, that's not where this happened. This was down, as I said, in Atlanta, but it was one of those raised ramps. So they went over the side, and
well,
that
this was a three-car accident. Two cars collided. A teen's car went over and hit another car, and they're still investigating what caused it, but just, so tragic. And a lot of times, and this happens with inexperienced drivers, but I've seen it with adult drivers too, more experienced drivers. Something happens, you're not paying attention, you veer one way or you lose control one way, and then you overcorrect.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here, I want to talk about figuring things out. The surgical tool the size of a plate inside this woman's abdomen, she had a C-section 18 months ago, and now they've just, I don't know whether I should laugh about this or what it is, a plate-sized device.
How does this happen?
How in the name of God does this happen? It's called an Alexis retractor, or doctors refer to them as AWRs. It's a cylindrical device with a sort of translucent film used to draw back the edges of, in this case, the section during surgery. So this, they used the thing, and did it fall into the hole and they just sewed it back up? Were these people brain dead?
Well, and here's the kicker. This was done in a surgical room where you have an audience, like med students and stuff.
Yeah, watching.
And kind of like the theater area. So the fact that you had this many people paying close enough attention and it was still overlooked, that this
tool
was
still in the
abdomen.
I want to know how it took 18 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does it take 18 months to find this? The pain, look at the size of this thing. X-rays showed no sign of the device when she had pain that was so severe she kept going back and forth to the emergency room of the hospital, and then they finally did a CAT scan and took it out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But in this,
I'm sure a lot of her pain was brushed off of like, well, it's a C-section sometimes. It just hurts a little bit additionally. Or sometimes when people have a surgery, there's kind of like these phantom pains where your brain is still sending these pain signals even though there's really nothing wrong.
Oh. Both my children delivered by C-section. Did you tell me you had a C-section with
Mac?
Yeah,
yeah, I did. C-section for me too.
Yeah, and it was with Tony. Tony was 5 foot. And she weighed, I don't know, 130 pounds. She gained 46 pounds when she had Megan. She looked like a basketball on legs.
Mm.
That's what, or not a basketball. What do they call those big medicine? She looked like a medicine ball on legs. It was Christmas time, 1973. I remember it because Megan was due on Christmas Day. And it didn't happen. The next day, it didn't happen. And so in the middle of the night on the 26th, Tony says, I can't stand this anymore. You got to bring me. So I took her to the hospital. And after a while, Dr. Barry said, well, this isn't going to happen. They knew it was a girl at the time, so she could stay in there for another week. And Tony said, oh, no.
No, thank you.
So C-section time. But I couldn't imagine. In those days, they wouldn't let the father into the operating room when they did a C-section. So I didn't see Megan until she came out in that cooker that they put them in after they were born. I forget what they call that.
Yeah, the incubator.
Incubator, that's it. Thank you. Thinking about what would go back inside. Where were the nurses? I don't know, the doctors. Where the heck were the nurses when this was going on? Unga. Bunga bunga, huh? No,
yeah.
Seriously. Can you? I mean, you're a mother. You get it. I don't know. I'm never going to feel what it feels like to have that go on. But wow,
it's painful. It's a little painful.
Yeah. The latest on Donald Trump. You want? Is an hour complete? I don't even. I just should mention his name, right? Donald Trump.
Just recently.
Yeah. Okay, I've done that.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. That's it.
Donald Trump. In between stories.
Apparently, Trump was warned by somebody in the FBI that the FBI was going to raid Mar-a-Lago. There were back and forths. Apparently one of his lawyers knew somebody in the FBI, and the FBI guy called a lawyer and said, tell Trump to hide all of these boxes of stuff because the FBI is coming looking for him. And so Trump says, why? I didn't do anything wrong. In the bathroom. Let them come and take them. And that's kind of the outrage of this. Why are we... That's one of the... I mean, there's probably they got something on them with the election stuff, and maybe they don't. But that foolishness about going into his... Was in the bathroom? That's where the boxes were, right?
Yeah, they're in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was... What is, so what?
But, I mean...
The Joe
honestly,
got him in his garage? Come on.
What? And there's so many bathrooms, like, there are probably some some rooms and bathrooms included that are used as storage and closets and stuff.
Yeah, right. Do you ever do that with your, you know, you got an extra
chair.
Bathroom?
Yeah, there's usually a chair that is the catch-all chair.
Yeah, right. I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 bathrooms in my house. And I don't know, I'm just trying to think, where is there a place in any of these bathrooms to store stuff? The big old radiators, you put stuff on top of the radiator until the wintertime when it would start to cook up a little bit. But I don't know, it seems kind of... it's just... well, there it is. I've done my Trump duty for this hour. Donald Trump. T-R-U-M-P. I'd like to take a ride in his plane. That's what I'd like to do. That plane looks like it'd be kind of fun. All right, here we are, 48 after this good day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is not a bark. My dog Boofs doesn't bark. It goes boof, boof. So is that a cow? I think that's a cow. I heard there. The theme to the ever-loving Warren Eckstein Pet Show, as Warren graces us with his presence, as he's been doing for decades here on the Good Day program. Warren, the host of the Pet Show, you hear it every weekend. Many of the same stations carry this program, carry the Pet Show with lots of advice, input. Why, oh sage, do dogs sniff?
You know,
what is
this
the reason for dogs?
This is probably, Doug, one of the most important topics I'm going to talk about, because the most important time that people spend with their pet is when they take them for a walk.
Yep.
Here's the bottom line. It is so critical to let your dog sniff. Dogs see the world through their noses, not through their eyes, through their noses. So when you take your dog out for a walk, let him sniff. It'll give you some insight into their behaviors. It's physically and mentally stimulating. It actually slows their heartbeat down, decreases their stress, improves behavior. Remember, when you take your dog for a walk, it is not your walk. It is their walk. Let them enjoy it. They see everything. Plus the fact that I've said this before, when you take your dog out for a walk and he's sniffing the trees and he's sniffing where other dogs peed and other dogs pooped, and what they're doing is kind of, they're searching the web. That's the internet for your dog. That's Google. That's all the information he needs to know about the food in the area.
I call my dog Elon then from now on.
Elon. I bet you, you know, that's a great question. I bet you there are a lot of dogs out there named Elon.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, it's real important to let him sniff. Again, remember, your dog's nose, and you know, my specialty for years overseas was training dogs to sniff out drugs and bombs. So the bottom line is, I know a dog's nose, and their olfactory is so critical. Prime example, Doug, if you're cooking in your house and you're cooking spaghetti sauce, I smell spaghetti sauce, the dog will come in and smell every individual ingredient in that spaghetti sauce. That's what makes them so incredible. So let your dog sniff. It's his way of enjoying life. It's their walk, not yours.
I take Daisy for at least 3 walks a day. I think it's important for her, and because I have, there's like 20 some odd acres here on the house, the home farm, and 100 and whatever down at the farm, I don't want to let her loose at the farm where the animals, you know, I have a few animals here at the house, but most of them are down on the street, because she'll get into the cow poop, or she'll get into, you know, most of it, there's not too much other than cow poop around, but it's just that's what she wants to get into.
Well, think about it, Doug. When you were a little boy, you wanted to roll around in the mud. You wanted to get dirty, and your mom let you. It's not so horrible for a dog to once in a while roll around in some. It's a natural thing. It's a, you know, that's why God created water.
It's not rolling around. It's a problem. It reminds me of my grandson and all of his fart jokes. You know, the youngsters want to, and young dogs and old dogs want to do the same thing. All right, here's a little information that I would like to have you clarify, if you will, for us, please. A dog food maker has announced it's recalling one of its products because of salmonella. This is Mid-America Pet Food down in Texas. It's recalling its premium dog food called High Pro Plus. This is because apparently there was a bag that was tested and was positive for salmonella. And the same thing happened to a dog as would happen to a human if you get E. coli, salmonella, listeria, any of that stuff. So my question is, what's the FDA doing? Aren't they supposed to have pet food investigators? And don't we want to know that what we're feeding our dog is approved so that it doesn't give them heart disease or cancer or whatever other things? Canines can be affected the same as humans, right?
Sure, but it's not the FDA. The group in charge, the government group in charge is AFCO, A-A-F-C-O. They're in charge of dog food. You know, it's important to understand that a lot of these dog food companies manufacture 20, 30 different brands of dog food at one location. One of the dog foods I recommend, and I'm not going to mention the name, but the bottom line is they just installed $1.5 million laboratory.
I'm going to mention the name is Lucy Pet.
Yeah, they test every single, I just did a broadcast from there. They test every single ingredient at this brand new laboratory as it comes in and every product as it goes out. And they only manufacture their own. They don't manufacture for other people. So it's really important. Now, there's a lot of great dog foods out there, but the bottom line is you really have to research the company. Where is it manufactured? And again, the bottom line with me, and one of the reasons I recommend the food I do is because I can call the CEO. Try doing that with one of the bigger companies.
I've had that same experience as lunches. That lunch was on me, as you'll remember.
It was a great lunch, by the way. I would have ordered more if I knew you were paying.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not getting paid to tell you that the dog food is what I serve to my dogs and to, you know, I wish the guy was paying me to tell you. It is what it is. It's good. My son feeds it to his dogs. It's something that is just, why would you want to scrimp on your dog? Hello? You're going to spend money on your dog. Get him the best pet food you can. For our next time here, check out thepetshow.com. This is Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.